This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The legislature's special session continues into a second week at the state capitol. Tensions were high over the weekend as state lawmakers met to address a roughly $1 billion budget shortfall and to revise a controversial law regulating artificial intelligence. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
On Saturday, House Democrats restricted floor debate to try to move the calendar along after Republicans spent 5 hours expressing their opposition to two tax bills. GOP Assistant Minority Leader Ty Winter responded to allegations that his party was deliberately delaying work.
I've never been called once to ask what we thought how to fix this state. Is that fair to my constituents? So then we come up here to speak their truth and fight for them? And then it's a joke?
Democrats hold wide majorities in both chambers, and Republicans oppose their plans to increase business taxes to offset federal tax cuts. Work is expected to wrap up this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
New data from the Bureau of Reclamation predicts more dry conditions for the Colorado River. The river has been under shortage conditions since 2021, meaning there's less water to some downstream states. Cynthia Campbell, a water law researcher at Arizona State University, believes policymakers have been too focused on managing the river year to year.
We have yet to see any courage in the sense of making choices that will bolster the long-term system reliability.
The 7 states that use the Colorado River are in the middle of negotiations about how to use less water in the future. They need to come up with new rules before the current management plan expires next year. Vail Resorts has set opening dates for the upcoming ski season at its Colorado properties. It hopes to open Keystone in mid-October. This is CPR News.